Hillsville. Clark County's clerk denies allegations votes were emailed to her office after the polls closed during the April 4th election, and she says she's angry that an area state representative made the claim before checking the facts. On her Viewpoint program this morning, Representative Scott Suter, a Republican from Abbotsford, discussed alleged voter irregularities surrounding the spring Clark County board elections. The questions have led to one candidate, Nicole Strickland, filing a memo with the district attorney's office, prompting an ongoing investigation, and another, Gene Gregory, filing an actual appeal of the recount. A recount confirmed Gregory lost his race with incumbent board member Wayne Hendrickson of the Unity area. Suter attended the recount and voiced his concerns about the election. This morning on our Viewpoint program, he took it a step further, alleging votes were improperly counted in the Gregory race.
I think there were some major irregularities, certainly in one of the races where, you know, four ballots were sent in via email. Four votes were sent in at 11:30 p.m. well after the polls closed and counted. That seems very, very odd, I think, to any reasonable person.
But Clark County Clerk Christina Jensen, who is also a Republican, said the allegation is simply not true. She said names, not votes, were emailed to her office. Those names were supplements to the newly mandated state voter registration list and did not impact the vote count.
On election day, the election inspectors added the names of anyone that registered to vote on election day. The names of the registered voters were then transferred to the supplemental form, which was provided by the state of Wisconsin. And in error, four of those voter names were not transferred to the list, but they had, in fact, voted sometime during that day. At 11:18 p.m., I received an email from the town clerk telling me that those four names should be added to the supplemental list.
Jensen reiterates that no votes were accepted after the polls closed. In fact, she said the ballots were already secured in the clerk's office well before the email arrived. She says she was listening to the program this morning and Suter's comments upset her.
Well, I guess I was kind of angry to think that he thought that we would accept those ballots and actually count them when there were no ballots emailed. I wish that he would have talked to me about it first.
A scheduling hearing on the appeal is set for next week.